I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that. Not politicians who try to fix government schools. Not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Thursday, August 6, 2026, I'm Kevin Will.
Slocog Board votes to remove Measure H from November ballot. Shanton man arrested for lewd and lascivious acts with a child. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The San Luis Obispo Council of Governments, or SLOCOG, in a unanimous vote, approved the removal of Measure H from the November 2026 ballot. Measure H was intended to be a half-cent sales tax, estimated to generate about $35 million in revenue, according to SLOCOG, for the county. The revenues generated would go to road repairs, safety improvements, and other transportation-related efforts. A release from SLOCOG said the board, quote, determined it was not the right time to move forward with the cost of placing Measure H on the ballot. The agenda in a subsequent Board of Supervisors special meeting cited about $500,000 for the cost of placing the measure on the ballot. A release from SLOCOG concludes by saying, quote, although Measure H will not appear on the November 2026 ballot, the transportation needs identified through the process remain. SLOCOG will continue working with local jurisdictions and regional partners to pursue available funding. Representative Jimmy Panetta will join the Cambria CSD in holding a press conference this morning at 11. The press conference will announce over $900,000 in federal funding for the Cambria Fire Department to support the purchase of a new Type 1 fire engine. The conference will be held at Cambria Fire Station, 2850 Burton Drive. Shanton man arrested for lewd and lascivious acts with a child. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The county sheriff's office arrested a Shandon man yesterday as part of an ongoing investigation into allegations of lewd and lascivious acts with a child under the age of 14. Detectives learned 67-year-old Javier Rivera Mojica of Shandon was allegedly gaining access to numerous victims through an unlicensed daycare that he and his wife were operating on the 100 block of South Street in Shandon. Rivera Mojica was booked on a no-bail arrest for multiple counts of lewd acts with a child. The investigation is still ongoing. Detectives are asking anyone with information related to this case or who believes they or someone they know may have had contact with Rivera Mojica under similar circumstances to contact them. Investigators are still working to determine if there are additional victims or witnesses who have not yet come forward. Pass Rebels Concerts in the Park will continue tonight. Tonight's entertainment will be Love Bomb playing reggae music. Concerts in the Park features great music, food, drinks, and an energetic environment in the downtown city park, 6 to 8 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Cubs beat the Dodgers 7-6. The Rangers shut out the Giants 6-0. The Orioles beat the Angels 5-2. The Reds beat the Athletics 3-2. The Diamondbacks over the Padres 10-4. The Cardinals beat the Yankees 3-1. Tonight, the Angels will face the Orioles. The Athletics will go against the Reds. The Padres will face the Diamondbacks. In California news, a fire in Northern California east of Stockton has reached nearly 10,000 acres. Again, fire started earlier this week on Monday. Crews have managed to contain only 10% of the blaze, and over 1,400 residents have been evacuated. Another 1,400 are under evacuation warnings as of this morning. CAL FIRE arrested a man, 65-year-old Herbert Wayne Smith, on suspicion of starting the fire, operating equipment capable of producing sparks near wildland fuels. Voters in Avena, a rural community in the Central Valley, voted earlier this year to recall their mayor and all but one of their three city council members. However, 3 months after the election, the recalled officials claimed the process was unlawful, and in a June meeting, they voted 3-0 to ignore the recall. The state's attorney general has given the recall organizers permission to sue, and the DA's office for Kings County has opened a criminal investigation. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the Department of Interior's U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has released some additional final rules for Endangered Species Act guiding regulations. The revised rules, they say, will change the administration of sections 4D and 4B2 of the ESA, which relate to the blanket rule option as well as the critical habitat designation. The move comes shortly after revising the definition of harm under the ESA to exclude habitat modification. Interior Secretary and former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says that for too long, the Endangered Species Act has been weaponized to stop almost any new project in America, driving up costs for families, weakening our competitiveness, and undermining our national security. The Interior says that U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is returning to the best implementation of the Endangered Species Act that was established under the first Trump administration. And as you might expect, environmental groups were quick to condemn the new rules and said they won't let this dangerous giveaway go unchallenged. The new rules go into effect August 20th. Cattle and sheep buyers join Western Video Market August 10th and 11th for their big summer video sale live from Little America in Cheyenne, Wyoming. This year, selling 50,000 head of cattle plus 2,000 head of sheep. Monday features the sheep along with weaned calves, yearlings, and breeding stock. Tuesday continues with calves and weaned calves from across the plains, Rocky Mountains, and far west. Now, for consignments and complete details, visit WVMcattle.com and watch live online or on Dish Network Channel 998.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Summer's most amazing event, the Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers 27th Annual Cook-Off, Saturday, August 8th at the Paso Robles Event Center. Don't miss wine, beer, and amazing food, live music, and more. Sponsored by the Rotary Club of Paso Robles, 100% of the profits go to an endowment which awards scholarships to local graduating high school seniors. For tickets and additional information, go to winemakerscookoff.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Harvest is expected to conclude later this month for California cling peaches, which are used for canning. For the first time, nearly all of the fruit is bound for a single processor, Pacific Coast Producers, after Del Monte Foods filed for bankruptcy last year and closed its Modesto cannery earlier this year. The loss of Del Monte's business puts California cling peach growers at a precarious crossroad, with several dozen growers going without a buyer for some or all of their fruit. As a result, about 3,000 acres of peach trees are expected to be removed this year, according to the California Canning Peach Association. It's a huge setback, said Sarb Joel, who grows cling peaches in Yuba and Sutter counties, and has pulled 80 of his 120 acres of peach trees this year. They're all pushed out and burned up. Cling peach harvest, which started in late May, has already improved fortunes. A heat wave this past spring sped fruit ripening before the crop had a chance to size up, with a lot of peaches being rejected for being too small. Quote, the fruit is looking pretty rough, Joel said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday, sunny Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday. Upper 90s Saturday and mid-90s on Sunday, low 90s Monday, upper 80s on Tuesday, 85 a week from today. Currently, it is 54 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The latest update on the job market has just come in. We're learning fewer people than expected applied for first-time jobless help last week. The number of claims rose by 199,000. Economists were expecting 202,000 claims. The prior week was revised slightly higher. Second quarter productivity exceeded expectations. Continuing claims, which measures the total number of unemployed workers who've already filed an initial claim and are currently receiving ongoing unemployment insurance benefits, that came in higher than expected, 1.8 million versus 1.79 million. Tomorrow, we get the big monthly employment report, which many consider critical for getting a complete look at the health of the economy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort. Discover the perfect Central Valley staycation. They've got your favorite slots, delicious dining, and the best gas prices headed that way. All right, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
You were mine for just a while. Now you're putting on the style. And you never once look back to your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town.
The Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Eric's in for Karen, and he'll have on Sylvia Dodd to discuss the Sheriff's Association. So, have at it all this afternoon here on the 1,000-watt flame-throwing blowtorch. Okay, let's see here. What do I have? Oh, this is not kind of a heads-up, but a beware. And I received this from our Southern Division this morning, and this has to do with technology once again, which is great, and then can also create headaches for those, so beware. So I won't use the name, but somebody's email has been hacked, and this is how it goes. Good to hear from you. The message is for you, and email is better. I'm sorry to bother you with this, but I'm trying to get an Amazon gift card from my friend who is bravely battling liver cancer. It's her birthday, and I promised to make it special with this gift. Unfortunately, I'm currently on a short trip, and I haven't been able to purchase it online or find one in local stores. Would you be able to help by ordering it online from Amazon? Your help would mean so much to me, and I'll reimburse you as soon as I return home. Chris, does that sound legit?
No, it doesn't. That sounds like one of the most spam emails I've ever heard.
Yep. But whoever these people are, they're able to get into a what looks like, you know, a regular email. And with a name on this particular one, it's a familiar name. Now, it just so happens that earlier this week, or no, last week, I received two heads up from, again, people I recognized that theirs was also hacked. But usually when you hear the thing for money, that's... Well, at least for me, it's a heads up, like something doesn't smell right, okay? Because, again, the name is very familiar. So, anyway, be sure. So, what can you do? Well, there's a lot of things you can do. Is change your password immediately, log out of all your active sessions, and check in to your inbox settings for unauthorized forwarding rules. Now, If you use Gmail, visit the Google account recovery page. If you use Microsoft, go to the Microsoft account support page. Again, reset password. Pick a strong, unique, new password. Look for hidden roles that send your email to a stranger. Sign out everywhere. Force all devices and active web sessions to log out. And warn contacts. Tell your friends and coworkers to ignore weird messages sent from your address. So that's a lot of work, and it's probably quite a few people Chris, that sounds like it'd be a hassle for some people, wouldn't it?
Logging out of all their stuff and contacting everyone, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, Travis over at Knowledge, he's not busy. No, I'm just... When in doubt, call Travis at Knowledge. Sorry, Travis.
But yeah, I mean, and I don't know what this is. Chris, what's a, it says turn on 2FA.
Two-factor authentication.
Okay. And so what, that is just a safety?
It's the thing that annoys people the most. You know how they ask you to give a mobile number in order to make a sign-in for an account, so that way when you sign in, you have to get a code via text?
Right.
That's two-factor authentication. Meaning you don't just need the password, you also need a device that ideally you are in possession of to get a code to be able to log in.
And to do that, you're going to need a different code than when even at, when you reset your password.
Yes. I mean, they all do it differently. So that's why I hesitate when I say yes.
Okay, so if you... What if you use the same password? Would it just say, can't do this?
The same password for the same account, you mean?
Yeah, to... Okay, so you reset your password, and then you have to go do this other thing for the 2FA, and you use the same password. Would it...
If you try to reset your password to the same password, most places will just say, hey, use a different password. You already used that one.
Okay, what I'm talking about is, okay, you are using a new password because of the initial, you know, thing we started with here.
Okay, so we've had a password, we've reset it to a new password.
Right, so to turn on this 2FA and to be able to get the your code from your text or phone, whatever, and they... We'll ask also for a password to get in because you have to reset that.
No.
Oh, okay.
You're already logged in because you've reset your password and logged in. Like, once you're already in your account, that's when you go to two-factor authentication settings. But ideally, you'd already have one.
All right. Now, do when people use passwords, do you know that if they have, you know, for example, well, this is probably easy. I may answer the question myself. Because not all places that you go in when they require a password are this. There's maybe different rules for how for the passwords. In other words, you may have to use goofy symbols.
Yes, but that's why, regardless of the website, I always use the goofy symbols because there will hardly be a website that says, "Hey, you can't use the goofy symbols."
So essentially, you could, if you have many things that you have to have a password for, you can use the same password for, you know, if you've got 10 different things you need them for.
If it's long enough, complicated enough, and has enough, you know, capital letters and goofy symbols, chances are you will be able to use it for multiple locations because the ones that are more stringent will accept it, and the ones that are more lax will obviously also accept it. However, many experts will... say this, and I will parrot it as well. Do not use the same password for everything. I know that's not something I think everybody will abide by. I know I don't, but I'd rather be the one to say it. Do as I say, not as I do.
Okay. And you probably do it for a reason because it's convenient and you can remember it.
Correct.
All right. That's, I'm going to say that that is probably true for many of us, although many of us may be too embarrassed to admit it. But the let me see. I have six ones I have to get into, or I need passwords for. BMI, Old West, some other things, Starlink. I mean, and most of them are pretty, I'll just say, they don't ask for a lot of goofball stuff. Two of them ask for the goofball stuff. So, and just as most of us know, from time to time, they ask you to change them anyway, because for whatever reason, I know what the reason is. It's security. It's security reasons that you have to do that. But
you see, some places won't let me use the exact same password, but they'll let me use the same password with maybe like a little bit of, you know, tweaking, like a letter or a number here. However, at workplaces I've been at, they said that password is too close to your previous one, so I'd have to make up something else entirely, and that just threw me off my game every time. I make a password because it's easy to remember. Once you tell me to change it to something I don't remember, then I'm not going to remember it.
Well, you know, people say, well, write it down and put it there, but we always forget where we put those things. No,
correct.
Well,
usually.
Usually, yeah. Okay, so now I haven't run into the similar yet. Because, for example, on the BMI, I've had to change that I don't know how many times over the last couple of years for whatever reason. And I've come close. The password has been similar, so that nothing ever popped up and say, hey, this is too close. So I'll knock on wood for that. But the bottom line, folks, is you got to be extremely careful. Extremely careful when you get things like this. And again, I'd like to hunt these people down and just put them in the city square and let the public have them. All right, speaking of that, this piece of human debris out in Shandon, he's a disgusting-looking man. I have a picture of him here. And my question is that he was taken, and there's no bail on this dirtbag, right?
No, there was no bail, according to the sheriff's office.
Okay, so what I'm wondering is, he allegedly gained the access to the numerous victims through an unlicensed daycare that he and his wife were operating. Well, if it was unlicensed and him and his wife were operating it, where is she? Where is she? Maybe we'll find out more as they keep the dirtbag in jail. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL. Okay, I got an email here. Let's see here. The 46 Project. Kevin, has anyone said how the city of Paso Robles will pay for it? Well, I couldn't listen to all of Sound Off yesterday, so I don't know if Chris Bausch got to that, but the city of Paso Robles will not be paying for it. The taxpayers of Paso Robles will be paying for it, and maybe some outside money. So if anybody heard, if they brought that up in the conversation yesterday about the 46 Project, please illuminate us and give them some help here. But one can only gather that it's only going to be a couple of pizzas a month. Don't worry about it, which is what we're going to hear in a couple of years on the Measure H, that Slocog, I guess you can say, smartly decided not to put it on the ballot. But it'll be back, because we were warned that it would be back. And just something to maybe keep an eye on, because allegedly this happened quite a few years ago here in darn near Paradise. And this has to do with the school district. And again, I'm going back. This is even before Chris the Dirtbag Williams. I was told this by somebody who worked in the maintenance or whatever maintenance crew out there, so long retired, and told me that the district deliberately let the grounds go to double hockey sticks. And the reason I was told was because the school was looking for bond money. And so, you know, the parents with their little babies going to school, and they're seeing some of this stuff that may look disheveled. Oh, my baby can't do it. Oh, and we need to. I don't know if it was true. I was just told that. I'm relating this to the Measure H. That's, for now, went away, but it's coming back. Remember, the Board of Supervisors, they put roads down to number 6, I think, in priorities. Homeless is number 1. So you just have to wonder in the next year and a half, 2 years, what they're going to do here in the county. And maybe make them look a little bit more disheveled, because then people will be crying, we need to do this, we need to do this. Meanwhile, the salaries and the compensation and everything are going to go up and up and up and up and up. And you'll have to pay more money. So just something to mark and be aware of. All right, let's see here. Nope, that didn't. Oh, I don't know. Oh, we have, reminder is with the votes and so forth. We got a lot of propositions coming up in this state in November. And it's never too early to go ahead and take a look at them. That way you might be able to talk to them amongst your friends and so forth, because you may be more informed than the next person, your neighbor, your friend, or whatever that doesn't do it. So you might be able to help them out if you are inclined to do so. Now, one of these is the Prop 39, and that's the voter ID. And this is, if this is any help, the League of Women Voters are opposed to this. And they're saying it's not about election security. What the League of Women Voters is saying is that California elections are already among the most secure in the nation, with vigorous verification at every stage. They're saying that this measure attempts to import federal-level election lies and intimidating tactics into our state. It seeks to erect bureaucratic barriers that would disproportionately, here we go, harm voters with disabilities, naturalized citizens, and underrepresented communities while making voting harder for the millions of Americans who prefer to vote by mail. You can argue about the mail system, but what is so difficult about presenting an ID? How does this harm people with disabilities, naturalized citizens, and the underrepresented communities? Have they no ID at all? They can't travel much if they don't have the real ID, right? You can't get your food stamps. You can't sign up for that. You can't get a car. I mean, the DMV. Well, maybe the DMV. So this is a... These are words that used over and over again, and I wish somebody would call them out and ask them, please tell me how you say disproportionately harms them. It's a simple question, and it shouldn't take a five-minute answer. Because they'll start, when they start doing the five-minute answer, you know what they're doing. They're redirecting. Because they can't tell you truthfully how that happens. It's more of the, shall we say, BS. More of the BS. So, all right, so you've got that. And you've got also some, like Prop 4, California Fair Elections Act of 2026. The list is endless. Recall reform. Chris just hit the story out there. I forget what city it is or county about the reform, but it is taking place. So you've got a lot on your plate, and they're extremely important. Extremely important. The billionaires' tax is, you know, that one gets a lot of the headlines, and a lot of money is going into it. A lot of money is going into it. And then you have, some of the lesser ones, but again, they're important. Susanna has brought it up on her show on Mondays. For example, Prop 42, it prohibits new personal property tax and retroactive taxes. What it does, supposedly, this measure is aimed at undercutting the wealth tax proposal. It would prevent new taxes on personal property, which would offset the wealth tax. If both pass, the one with the most vote prevails. So, again, remember, this is on personal property. This is not just on your income. So, beware when you're reading these to make sure that you understand them. And that's why it's always best to go in early, or when I mean go in early, look at the information such as now, and keep that in mind. And also, it gives you the ability to maybe hear some different views on it, but also for you to do some research. If you think about it, you've got, what, I don't know how many, 90 days maybe. If you just took one prop a day, it may take you 15, 20 minutes to go in there and read it, understand it, then make your decision. That's it. Also, there's a measure. It's about money all the time. The measure, Prop 3, it seeks to make permanent temporary income tax up to 12% of higher earners than voters approved, because that goes back to 2012. So, again, I'll just give you a little heads up here. If you want to know about Prop 3, who's supporting it, this automatic, and I'm kind of going against my own suggestion here, but I do, when I see who's supporting something, there's a good possibility I've made up my mind. For this one, Prop 3, who was supporting it? California Teachers Association, California Federation of Teachers, and California School Employees Association. That's easy for me. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, howdy. You're a sports guy, Kevin. I've been reading several YouTube blurbs about this, but I guess LeBron James got hit for $50 million on the way out.
$50 million for what?
To state of California for his holdings. You know, he left way too late. I guess there's all these retro taxes now about, you know, not to mention all this stuff where California could take your equity across state lines and tax it when you sell your property in other states. But like I said, LeBron James had to pay $50 million to get out of California.
Where did you see that?
On various YouTube things. You know, it's like they're just saying, if you think you can get out, well, LeBron James couldn't get out. I don't have exact data. I mean, I just, you know, you read things and, you know, they're not all false.
Since I haven't seen anything about it, I'm not discounting what you said, but it's hard for me to believe that he completely left the state of California. I know he's going to play in Philly, but he has ties to the entertainment industry, and his son plays for the Lakers. And so you're saying he just packed up and moved out?
Well, you know, he did buy a house over there, and I'm sure he's going to, you know, that was, you know, it happened when all these guys were going to Florida to play for the whatever Florida NBA team there is. They did it for taxes.
Well, they did it to win an NBA championship.
Well,
if that was the case, I've often wondered about that now that you mention it. Why players, you know, why would you go to Portland?
You know, remember Rush Limbaugh when he was on was talking about when he moved to Florida. If he went back and did his radio show in New York City for one day, it cost him like $15,000.
Well, I really wish Rush would be around now to see what's going on in states such or cities such as New York and some other ones, and even the election yesterday in Michigan.
Yeah. We were just talking about them. Another thing, I guess the sports guys, when they play in Madison Square Garden, they have to pay extra taxes on the income they made that day somehow.
Well, all sports, when you go to, you know, baseball player, whatever, they get taxed in the states that they play. They just don't get paid. You know, Mike Trout plays for the Angels. He gets taxed like every other ball player everywhere he goes when he plays.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
Like this. So what would you do? Like, I hurt my knee. I guess I can't play in New York. Darn it.
Well, but, based on most of the contracts in professional sports, even if you're not playing, you're still getting paid.
Boy, they don't miss a beat, do they?
No, I was talking at the gym the other day. I was talking to a guy, and I said, you know, what haven't they found that they can't tax yet? Or that they haven't taxed yet. It's amazing. All right, I appreciate your call. I got to go. We're up against the clock.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, you're welcome. All right, heading this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in North County. Representative Jimmy Panetta will join the Cambria CSD in holding a press conference this morning at 11. The press conference will announce over $900,000 in federal funding for the Cambria Fire Department to support the purchase of a new Type 1 fire engine. Press conference will be held at the fire station at 2850 Burton Drive. The county sheriff's office arrested a Shandon man yesterday as part of an ongoing investigation into allegations of lewd and lascivious acts with a child under the age of 14. Detectives learned 67-year-old Javier Rivera Mojia of Shandon was gaining access to numerous victims through an unlicensed daycare he and his wife ran. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Sue Gossman. President Trump still saying a deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz could happen soon. Vice President J.D. Vance telling Fox's The Ingram Angle that cost of living issues in the U.S. will likely subside once the conflict's over.
Those oil prices are going to come down and stay down. Iran will never have a nuclear weapon, and the United States will be in a stronger position. But we're kind of in the middle of the game, and I think people are trying to prejudge exactly how this is going
to
go.
Senate committee set to vote today to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci in contempt of Congress for refusing to answer questions last week during a hearing on the COVID-19 pandemic. In New Mexico, suing the Justice Department.
This lawsuit filed in federal court in D.C. alleges that the federal government has blocked the state from investigating the sex crimes of disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein.
Fox's John Saucier. America's listening to Fox News.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822. 88-22.
9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialists.
Baseball Wednesday, the Cubs held off the Dodgers 7-6 to complete the three-game sweep. Shohei Ohtani and Pete Crow Armstrong exchanged leadoff first-inning dingers. PCA went deep again as Chicago opened up a six-run lead. Then L.A. rallied. Ohtani's two-run shot in the eighth, getting things close before Jacob Webb slammed the door. Dodger manager Dave Roberts.
There's a lot of talk about those two guys, you know, being the front runners for the MVP, so they both showed out, and you can see that they hear what's being said about them, and that was fun for the fans, certainly.
Six straight losses for LA. At the other end of the thermometer, the Braves beat the Marlins 4-1 for their seventh consecutive win. Bryce Elder allowed just one hit over seven innings. The red-hot Red Sox whitewashed the White Sox 4-0 for their seventh win in a row. Sonny Gray got his league-leading 14th victory. Rangers shut out the Giants 6-0. Rays blocked out the Rockies 4-0. Brewers sank the Pirates 4-2. Kyle Harris fan the last eight batters he faced. Diamondbacks drubbed the Padres 10-4. Mitch Bratt fired seven innings of one-hit ball for the Snakes. The Reds handed the A's their seventh straight loss. Nationals scored six times in the 11th to flatten the Phils and snap a seven-game slot. Extra inning dubs for the Mets and Blue Jays. Wins for the Orioles, Mariners, Cardinals, and Royals. And if you're ready for some football, or at least some football uniforms, if not recognizable players, NFL 26 opens tonight with the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, between the Cardinals and the Panthers. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Sunny, low 90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s and a tad warmer on your Friday. Mid-90s, upper 90s on Saturday, mid-90s Sunday, low 90s Monday. Hopefully upper 80s on Tuesday, mid-80s Wednesday, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 6:16 a.m., 8:03 p.m. We are at 56. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, and they have quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Moving right along here at The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. All right, as we check in to see what animals are out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. That's our job, and there's nothing to report. All right, Chris, we're on this love and marriage thing here. You ready?
Ready.
Let's see here. Percentage of men who say they are happier after their divorce or separation.
You know, I wonder how many of these are just coping. 60%.
Wow.
I'm on it again?
You're on it. 58%.
I'm on a roll with these ones.
Yeah, 58% of men who say they are happier after divorce or separation. All right, since we don't usually do this on Friday, wait till Mondays will be the other side.
Okay. Give them something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, it'll be... I'll just leave it at that. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception@kprl.com. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Simply go to AtascadaroGunShop.com. Here we go. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They're on file. All righty. Something happened on this day at Disneyland in 1980. Okay. It is, let's see here. How can I describe him? Oh, it was a radically theatrical, anti-authority, and a youth movement in the United States. What was the name? Radically theatrical, anti-authority, youth movement in the United States. What they did on this day is they invaded Disneyland. They took over Tom Sawyer's Island, put on a circus, climbed buildings, sang the Mickey Mouse Club theme. About 23 of these were arrested, and the park closed early. All right. They were a counterculture group. What was the name of them? 238-5775-238-KPRL. The group came in 1967. They were founded. Again, it's a radically theatrical, anti-authority youth movement in the United States. And using media stunts, pranks, and street theater to mock the social status quo and protest the Vietnam War. What was the name of them? 238-5775-238-KPRL. They believe that cultural liberation, psychedelic drugs, rock music, and free expression. They also were in favor of political revolution. Ideology is a brain disease. That's what they famously proclaimed. So what is the name of this group? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Yippee.
Yep, the Yippies.
Yippee invasion.
Yep.
Yeah, the invasion.
The Yippee invasion. Yes, indeed. I wonder what some of those people are doing now.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, some of them may no longer be breathing. But anyway, sir, well done. May I have your name, please?
Greg Benson.
All right, Greg Benson, you enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Okay, yep. So they also had the Pegasus the Pig, which they nominated the 145-pound pig for President of the United States to mock traditional policies. They had the exorcism of the Pentagon in 1967 to physically levitate the Pentagon during an anti-war march. And they were also with the Festival of Life, the DNC in Chicago in 1968, all pretty historical things. And, of course, that convention led to the violent clashes with police and the trial of the Chicago 7.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Pass Robles concerts in the park will continue tonight. Tonight's concert will be One Love Bomb playing reggae music. Concerts are free to attend from 6 to 8 p.m. Slow Cog, in a unanimous vote yesterday, voted to remove Measure H from the November 2026 ballot. Measure H was intended to be a half-cent sales tax, estimated to generate $35 million, according to Slow Cog, in revenue for the county to go to transportation infrastructure improvements. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today, with highs in the low 90s, it's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, the co-founders of the Yippies were Abby Hoffman, Jerry Rubin, and Paul Krasner. I'm sure names a couple of most of, well, Well, two of those names are probably pretty familiar to some people. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. You can call them or you can just stop by.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7